This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No tax.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. I mean, technically, we're about to bump into summer. I mean, when I say technically, I'm actually wrong, because we've really got 3 weeks, or what, a month, basically, till summer officially begins. But don't, in your head, doesn't officially begin as soon as we get to Memorial Day? I mean, isn't that kind
pretty
of
much, yeah.
And we're halfway through the summer in the 4th of July, even though technically we're not at all. Right?
Right.
So you feel like the all-star break is, okay, we're halfway done, and we're not.
Yeah. Well, because they always call it the Midsummer Classic.
Yeah, and it's not.
It's like 3 weeks into summer.
Speaking of midsummer, were you here when I discussed, I believe it was this last weekend, that they did a nude Midsummer Night's Dream in Central Park?
Really?
It wasn't very warm this weekend. It didn't rain. It was the forecast originally was for rain both days, but it was cloudy both days, but it didn't actually rain. And it was all an all-woman cast, as opposed to Shakespeare, who did all-men cast, where men played women, and this one, women played men. And I think Miranda did the whole thing naked, and everybody else sort of shed their clothes. When the explorers come on the island, they started taking their clothes off. I think it was free.
Yeah.
But binoculars were allowed. You know that everybody had their camera. There were a whole lot of selfies.
I'm sure, yeah.
And privaties. Right. All right, so I did I emceed the conference, the Talkers National Convention, over the weekend. And I really was nervous about it. I kept waking up in the middle of the night going over my speech. And then as it turned out, just before I went on, they said, okay, you got to keep us on schedule. You're the opening remarks, but you can only speak for 10 minutes. And when you do things like that, I mean, I hadn't practiced how long it's going to take. So I gave a completely different speech than I'd ever sort of thought in my head. But I kept the conference. It's the only conference ever that was actually on time. And one of the guys said, yeah, we know what happens when we keep her waiting. I'm not good at late. So I wore 7 different outfits, 3 different pair of shoes, 5 different hairstyles, different jewelry, all sorts of different stuff. So it was, I introduced everybody at 4 o'clock. Being the person we know I am, I figured everybody was going to be kind of the sugar low. So I threw chocolate at the audience. I actually had some guys help me. I said I threw like a girl. I kept beating people, so they helped me throw chocolate. So it's fun. If you go to talkers.com, there should be. I know they were streaming it live at the time, so you can see all my different outfits. And the women tumbled to it immediately. There aren't a whole lot of women in the preponderance. I mean, if you listen to the radio, that they're mostly men on the radio. So the women sort of said, you know, why are you changing clothes all the time? And one of the guys said, after about my 6th outfit, are you wearing the same thing you started with? So, and I don't think anybody noticed my hair, even though it was really down and it was up, but. It's one of those things that I'm not very good at saying no. And so great, thank you. Thank you for asking me. And then I have to do it, and I'm thinking, why am I doing this? So, but it's done, and it was fun. It was fun having done it. Right? So 855-993. Today is Lucky Penny Day. Do you have a lucky penny?
I do not, no.
Does anybody even hold on to pennies anymore?
I hate pennies.
You're a penny bigot?
Oh, God, I can't stand them. They're just...
Well, they're not worth anything. People don't even pick them up on the sidewalk anymore.
Yeah, they're just there.
An annoyance.
Whenever I'm buying something with cash, I always try to set it up to where I don't get any pennies in return.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or you put them in the tip jar.
Yeah.
And people really love it when you give them penny tips.
Right.
One of my penny stories is when I first came to New York, I was working overnight on the weekends, and everybody in New York that I knew was going out to the Hamptons on the weekends, so they would meet me on Friday night at like midnight, because that way there'd be less traffic, and you drive out to the Hamptons, and then I'd have to come back Saturday night. I'd help everybody fix dinner and get on the train and come back. So I was a great house guest because I wasn't there very long, and I was always making food, and I didn't eat anything because I wasn't there. But going out through the toll thing, somebody didn't, all they had was, they only take coins, or they only did then. Now that everybody has EC Pass. And nobody had any small bills, and I had a whole lot of pennies. So I actually threw about, $2 worth of pennies in. I'm surprised they didn't arrest me on the spot, although technically it's not illegal. It's just considered, I guess, kind of tacky. And when we were kids, did you ever put a penny on the railroad tracks?
No.
To squash it?
Never did that? No. I know people used to do that, but I never did it myself, though.
As kids, well, first of all, we thought it was really exciting for some unbeknownst reason. They really just squash pennies. And we had this childish notion that somehow that we could derail the train, or the train could derail. We didn't think it would be absolute, but we thought there was a chance. And if you think about it, a penny and how much, how many tons an engine weighs, but we lived eternal that somehow we would, and of course not even thinking about what derailing a train actually meant. But now, are they still making pennies? I don't even know if they, I think they may have stopped making pennies. We'll have to Google it. And nobody even picks them up anymore. There you go. I mean, people will pick up a nickel or a dime, jump change. All right, on this day, in 1788, South Carolina ratifies the United States Constitution as the 8th American state. You don't think the Carolinas necessarily is one of the original 13, but they are. I mean, for some reason, we always think of all the New England states, right? Boston and Maine and I suppose New York and Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Ohio. Is Ohio one of the first 13? I think it is. I'm not good at geography. On this day in 1911, the New York Public Library is dedicated, which means think of how the New York Public Library is 105 years old. Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
That's pretty old. And some of the librarians were there at the beginning, I swear to you. In 1934, Bonnie and Clyde were ambushed and killed by the police in Bienville Parish, Louisiana. Remember that movie, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, great movie. This is a news story. The only reason I'm including it today is hopefully in 5 years this never would have been a news story, all right? In 2012, Adam Lambert became the first openly gay artist to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 album charts with his album Trespassing. In 5 years, hopefully, no one would care whether somebody was gay or not gay when they made an album. The only actor in Hollywood that is supposedly openly gay is Rupert Everett. Supposedly nobody else is out, even though some we know. Alrighty. So Elijah Wood is in the news saying that child abuse in Hollywood is running rampant, although he wasn't very specific with anything. I guess having been a child star, you have the feeling that all sorts of abuse in Hollywood is rampant, right? That you're talking about a large number of people who really will do almost anything or maybe anything to get in the movies. And children are certainly vulnerable. I mean, there's the Marilyn Monroe story, and there's everybody. So... and he didn't give any specific examples. U.S. college enrollment is dropping, which shouldn't surprise any of us. It's going to be interesting to see how colleges morph. I know Rice, which is the school with which I'm most familiar, just because I was an undergraduate there, and it was relatively small as opposed to my graduate work, is now doing like computer online stuff, which I think is a mistake. I think the experience between the professor, the interaction, not only between professor and student, but between students, is part of the experience. I really lament online courses for undergraduate. I think they have a place for continuing education. But as college gets more and more expensive and is less and less practical in terms of converting into jobs, college is going to seem less and less relevant. I wonder how, I don't think that includes junior colleges, but I'll check it out. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about bad behavior. And we were talking about it last week. We did stupid human tricks of people just doing incredibly dumb things. And I'm neither Manny and I can remember exactly. I remember the day that we did it, and I said, okay, we have two stupid human tricks. There are probably enough examples of guys sort of taking up two seats on the subway and letting little old pregnant lady on crutches stand. That's bad behavior. Throwing up. Manny, I don't think we told Manny's joke on the air. We're probably not going to. I told Manny's joke at the conference and I got booed. I also told the joke that one of you set in. I guess I'll tell that joke, all right, is that because that was okay. They said that that the physics teacher and the biology teacher were having a bad, passionate affair, but just didn't work out. You want to know why? No chemistry. Thank you. Maybe I'll tell the psychologist joke, too. I could tell. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll just do it here, because that falls into the category of bad behavior. All right, so a psychologist is talking with one of his clients, and his client said, "Doctor, I ruined my life." And the psychologist said, "Well, you know, what do you mean?" He said, "I made a Freudian slip." The psychologist said, "Well, Freudian slips always seem awful to the person who's making them, but quite often the listener doesn't even understand it was a slip." He said, "No, I think this one was pretty disastrous." He said, "Okay, tell me what it was." So, "Well, I took my mom out for Mother's Day. It was a really nice restaurant. And what I meant to say was, Mom, can you pass the cream?" And Doctor said, "Okay, well, what was the Freudian slip?" He said, you're castrating witch, and I hate your guts." That was the Freudian slip. You didn't like that one? Okay. Thank you. All right, so this was the one I told about being a talk show host, which is an old joke, which is a man goes up to this beautiful woman and says, "Would you sleep with me for $1 million? I may have told this one. And she says, "Well, yeah, okay." And he says, "Well, would you sleep with me for $1? She slaps his face and says, "What kind of girl do you think I am?" So we've already established that. We're just dickering about the price. Right, that's a great joke. And one of the jokes we decided I could not tell, but I announced that they had forbade me from telling it. But if they wanted to find out the joke, they could ask me at the cocktail party, ensuring that I would get a lot of attention at the cocktail party. Actually, I just was so tired by the end of the day. I'd been on my feet in three different pair of high-heeled shoes for about 15 hours. And I really like to walk. It's one of my favorite things to do. And they said, "Well, you know, the radio station is just about three football fields away. Just walk on over there." And I'm not walking. There was a bus. All righty, 855-993-7569. I will tell you, excuse for bad behavior. I have a friend who's doing internet dating. Did you know that at one point I knew about 20 couples who were coupled up. Some of them were engaged, some of them were getting married, some were just living together. And at least 18 of them had met online. The group of people, I had thought that the group of people who were mostly online for computer dating was like 35. It's not. It's 55 and up. And about, supposedly, 50% of all marriages were people who met online. Let me, guys, if you're thinking about going on, let me just tell you one thing that will instantly sort of make you, if it's not bad behavior, at least it's not a very smart thing to do, is making sexual comments to somebody you haven't met yet. Because women like to think that we're valued for our inner beauty and, you know, who we really are, as opposed to just a target of opportunity. So talking about sex with somebody you haven't met yet is not a very good idea. We want to think that we turn you on, not that anybody will do. So there you go. All right, so let's hear excuses for bad behavior. And hopefully all of you have not said, "I was drunk, I didn't know what I was doing." All right, so do you have any? Can you have any excuse for bad behavior? Manny, have you ever had an excuse for bad behavior?
No, because I've never really been someone who behaves badly.
You never have done anything bad? Manny.
I'm sure I have that I probably can't think of off the top
of my head. I will give you an example, a very recent example of my own bad behavior, and I'll tell you what the excuse was. Somebody was talking about a friend of theirs who was a minister and was having terrible joint problems, arthritis. And I said, "That's the problem about praying and being on your knees all the time." That's bad behavior. It's inappropriate. It's irreverent. And the only excuse I had is that I was so sleep deprived that I was not able to use my usual ability to censor myself and not say things like that. So that's an example of bad behavior and the excuse I use, which even I wouldn't let myself get away with. I hit myself upside the head and said, stop it, and apologized. All right, let's hear other people's bad behavior. Bad behavior doesn't have to be shooting somebody or illegal or even immoral. It just has to be dumb. All right, let's go.
Ruth says, blaming a disorder. For example, I can't help arguing with you because I have oppositional defiant disorder.
That's a great one. I have to remember that one. I can't help arguing with you because I have oppositional disorder. Good
for you. Oppositional defiant disorder.
Defiant disorder, yeah. You can see it's kind of a made-up thing, but it's wonderful. Very good. Very good. I like that a lot.
Betty says, blaming the behavior of others.
All right, let's see. The question is,
what's the worst excuse you've heard for bad behavior?
Oh, because someone else did it. I get it. I was trying to figure out how that worked. Well, they were doing it. That's what we do when we're like five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jimmy did it. Okay.
Zach says, you made me do it.
Yeah. Oh, remember the devil made me do it? You're too young for that.
Yeah, well, I've heard that example before.
Cliff Wilson, the devil made me do it.
Yeah.
That was a great one. That lasted for a long time. Devil made me do it. I sometimes have said that my evil twin has it was not me, it was my evil twin. It doesn't really work at all. Anymore. The devil made me do it probably would work better than my evil twin. They're about the same weight and credibility. All right.
Christian says, but I was drunk.
Yeah, that's a very common one. And understanding that no one ever does anything when they were drunk they don't wish they could do when they were sober. I mean, where's the impulse? The devil made you do it is at least assuming that something outside of you convinced you to do it. That I was drunk, that the notion still had to come from you. The devil made me do it is much better than I was drunk. I didn't know I was drunk. All right, keep going.
Timothy says, not recognizing that the behavior is not recognizing the behavior as bad. So basically not understanding that what they're doing is...
I didn't know it was going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
I didn't know the gun was loaded. I didn't know you were sensitive about being called fat. Right. You guys are coming up with some good ones. We have to kind of interpret them, but they're so good. 855-993. I'll work for it. It's all right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi.
Hi, Ann.
I'm calling about my daughter.
Okay.
She is, I'm worried she has a mean streak in her. And I don't know what to do. I've tried a lot of things.
How old is your daughter?
Well, she'll be 13 in a couple of weeks.
Okay, give me an example of meanness.
This morning she walked into the kitchen, and she couldn't find her shoes. She was on her way out the door. Her friends were waiting for her at the door. And she started screaming, what'd you do with my shoes? And I said, I didn't do anything with your shoes. I said, I don't know, something sarcastic, like the last time I took them off, I left them right where I had them, kind of thing. And she started screaming that I was a liar and that I'd taken her shoes. And then she went and found her sister, called her the B word, and screamed at her, what'd you do with my shoes? No one touched her shoes. They were right where she left them.
Where were the shoes?
They were in the living room by the couch.
Okay, so how did she find the shoes?
She kept walking around screaming, and she finally grabbed them and left.
Well, it doesn't sound to me that she's so much mean as kind of a drama queen.
Okay.
I mean, not to mention, if we were going to talk about DNA here, you saying to a kid who's distraught first thing in the morning, I left him right where I took him off, probably would fall into the mean category a little more quickly than wandering around the house. So we need to, you know, and I'm not being facetious as much as saying that part of what behavior is learned, number one.
Sure.
Number two, the things that we tend to like least in our kids are the things we like least in ourselves. So,
okay.
But it sounds to me more, how many kids do you have? Is she the oldest?
No, she's the middle.
Okay, well, and we know middle kids tend to be pot stirrers a little bit more. They feel they can't be as smart and as proficient and as kind of cool as the oldest kid, and they can't be as charming and cute and cuddly as the youngest, and they at one point were the cute, cuddly ones. So they tend to be a little more... I don't think it's mean per se, because this doesn't seem to me... If she'd gone and pinched her sister... And then, you know, when her sister started crying, saying, oh, you're such a baby, Mom, don't you think she's a baby? That's mean. I think wandering around saying, who took my shoes? Where are my shoes? I hate all of you. That's more drama queen and hysterical and middle child of, you know, nobody pays any attention to me. And so the answer, if we're correct, that the issue is not meanness per se, and not even bullying behavior, but nobody pays any attention to me. The thing to do is ignore her when she's acting like a nincompoop and and lavish her with praise when she's acting like a sweetie. In other words, when she's helping, doing something, then say, you know, you are, of all three of my children, you're the one who is the most likely to be able to figure out that I really needed a foot rub tonight and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Because she probably is. She's probably the one who can figure out how to get everybody's goat the most quickly and also how to make everybody feel the best most quickly, because middle children tend to do that.
Yeah,
so tell her that, and you don't even have to wait till she does it. You can take her out and say, do you know what, you are, of all my children, you are the most sensitive, you are the one who's the most able to make me feel happy on a sad day, you're also the one who's most able to figure out how to say anything to hurt my feelings or anybody else's feelings, so you are really instinctive. You have really, you're a really empathic person, and I just wanted you to know that I'm occasionally impatient with you about it, but basically think that, you know, that that's a terrific skill, that it will keep you in very good stead your whole life. And ignore, and the next time she says, where are my shoes, instead of saying, well, they're right where I took them off, which is, you know, just saying you're a little, I mean, it's you being a drama queen back. Just ignore it. She'll find her shoes. She'll find her shoes.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
All right, give it a try. Tay, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, I'm so glad I got to talk to you today.
Me too.
Okay, my situation is kind of, I'm being made out to be the bad guy. My oldest daughter, I adopted her when she was 7 years old. Her heritage and mine are both the same, American Indian. And she has always enjoyed that, you know, the heritage that we share. The problem has come now. This is her. She's been married twice, divorced.
How old is your daughter now?
She's 45.
Okay. Okay, how old are you?
I'm 59.
So you adopted her when you were...
21.
Do you have other children?
Yes, I have three other daughters. I have two birth children and another adopted daughter.
Okay.
All girls.
Okay. So,
all right. She left her second husband 7 years ago and has moved in with a black man. He prefers to be referred to as an ex-slave. And, you know, I mean... I don't know really what to do with her. She has taken on his culture. She's wearing baggy clothes. She is into the gutter language.
Tay.
Yes.
She's 45 years old. What do you have to do with her? I mean, she can do anything she wants to do.
Now, when they have a problem, he tells her to leave, she wants to move back home with me.
Well, that's a different issue, but that has nothing to do with how she dresses.
I can't put up with her gutter language.
Tay. If the deal is
when my daughter has a fight with her, are they married to each other or just a boyfriend?
No, she's still married to her second husband.
Okay. That when my daughter has a fight with the guy that she's living with, she wants to come here, and she and I don't get along very well, then the answer is she can't come. I mean, you can say to her, look, honey, I'm really sympathetic, and, you know, I'll put you up at the Y for a night, but you're a grown-up woman. You know, find some place to live. Does she have a job?
No.
Why does she not have a job?
She says she's not able to work, but she is.
Why does she say she's not able to work?
She says that her health is so bad that she had a complete hysterectomy 6 years ago, but she still says her ovaries are giving her problems. So her stomach hurts her, and she cannot work.
Okay, look, you don't have to worry about that's not your job. What's the specific question to me?
Well, she's telling me that I'm.
No, I need a question.
And I want to find out, do you think I'm being mean by not allowing her to come back home?
Tay, I already answered this question. I think the two of you have a bizarre relationship, do you kind of? She's 45 years old. She can do whatever she wants. Does that mean that she can crash at your house? No. And I told you that 5 minutes ago. I said, you can say to her, look, I'll put you up with the Y, or... I think even putting her up in the garage for a couple of years, you're always welcome to come over for Sunday brunch, but it just doesn't work very well for you to live here with me. And like a lot of things, it's very easy to let somebody in, but if you know it's not going to work, if you know it's not stable, if you know it's not going to be productive, you don't want to start something with the idea, well, it's easier to say no, to say yes than to say no. Sooner or later, letting somebody stay is easy. Tossing them out is very difficult. What I might do is take your daughter out for lunch or something. It's obvious that the two of you at one point were very close, and you were a very young woman. When you were 21 and you adopted her and she was 7, there's only 14 years difference between the two of you, and she may view you more as a big sister than a mom. And you may view, I don't know how you view her, but it sounds like the two of you, because you shared the Native American heritage, may had a special bond that you did not have with your other daughters. And so you feel a different kind of connection with her. So when she takes on the trappings of another ethnic group, you're feeling repudiated. You're feeling dismissed and disregarded. And you need to be careful about that. This, for better or for worse, this is your daughter. And she doesn't have to be your best friend. You don't have to, and you should probably not be her best friend. But you can say to her, Sugar Plum, if you can't work, you're 45 years old, you have a life expectancy of another at least 35 or 40 years. Maybe we either need to figure out something that you can do or to put you on some kind of disability so that you have some financial independence. Living with me, the two of us don't get along very well. And if you want this dude to come and visit you, I'm going to raise the roof. I'm going to be treating you, unfortunately, like you were 15. It's going to make you unhappy. So let's not start something that we know is not workable and is going to make us unhappy with each other. Let's figure out what I can do to help you. And it would seem to me it's the old deal about if somebody's hungry and you feed them, you give them a fish for a day. You teach them to fish, which will irritate the living daylights out of them when they're hungry, but at least they can then feed themselves. You're in the business, and all of us as parents, once our children are not infants anymore, are in the business of teaching people to fish. And even when they are infants, we're probably teaching them at least the basic skills of fishing. So at some point, they can feed themselves. And that's where you are right now with your daughter, of teaching her to feed herself. So living with you does not seem to me to fall into that category. Somebody just emailed me a left-handed compliment. I didn't know we were doing left-handed compliments, but maybe that's a good idea. Let's do left-handed compliments. I don't care what anyone says, I like you. Let's put up left-handed compliments, Manny. And I figured out why we're doing the bad behavior when I return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, so how about an email? We haven't done one for a while.
Yeah, we can do that.
All righty.
This one is from Nancy, and Nancy says, Dr. Joy, what should I do about a bullying supervisor who loses his temper? One never knows what will set him off. He's belittling one's work, getting loud. He later on apologizes to the manager because it's reported every time he does that. The manager asks him to apologize to an employee, saying that feelings were hurt. Is there something else that can be done, because slapping his fingers only last for a few months? It's like trying to take away someone's dignity, intimidate, and verbally abuse them. It is a blue collar. It's a blue collar environment, and most of the guys have a musketeer code, but of dishonor because they will lie to each other. They will lie for each other, and tell that blatantly too.
And what?
And tell that blatantly too.
And tell what blatantly too? Do we?
I'm not entirely.
All right, so we don't understand. All right, so was this a woman that was asking the question?
Yes, Nancy.
All right. All right, let's go through this a little bit at a time, because what I'm going to try and do is help you understand, which may take some of the sting out of it, that most bullies are incredibly insecure. And they figure that a couple of things. First of all, as you hear one of my favorite mantras, is all God's children would rather be praised than punished, but they'd rather be punished than ignored. And this is probably the guy that no one picked for the soccer team. And when they played Red Rover, Red Rover, they never called him to come over. So if you look at him, he very likely feels insecure. And most bullies are painfully insecure and figure that the best defense is a good offense. The only reason I'm telling you this is not really in any way to excuse his behavior, because it's inexcusable. But if you sort of see him as a lonely middle schooler that nobody liked, that may take some of the sting out of it from your point of view of, you know, consider the source. All right, so that's number one, of just seeing him through different eyes. Second of all, as you know, in our society, blue-collar men in particular quite often feel disenfranchised. They feel that the society at large doesn't respect them, that women don't respect them, and so they have that, as you say, kind of the three musketeers, we guys
got to stick together.
And I know that that's a blatant caricature, but the kind of Archie Bunker phenomenon of the only way that I can feel okay, because I don't feel okay outside the home, is inside the home to be bullying it. And to a certain extent, for a lot of us, our work has become, we spend as much time at work as we do with our families. So that work is, and especially these days, we're spending longer hours at work, we're being paid less for it. And so, and all the frustrations that are inherent in it, and often people are not very able to leave their outside frustrations that come from their family situation to not bring them into work, and vice versa, to not leave their frustrations about work behind them when they go home. So we get increased domestic violence, we get increased divorce rate, we get increased verbal abuse. So we have a society, I mean, look, all you have to do is listen to my colleagues and hear how angry our society has become, which doesn't in any way excuse his behavior, but the context may take some of the sting out of it for you. What I might be tempted to do is I would make sure that my resume was up to date, and obviously he's aware, and the manager is aware. The manager is really doing a crummy job, to be quite honest, because the manager should have protected you guys more and should have either sent this guy to sensitivity training or anger management or something, because he's an inadequate supervisor, and he's even lose. It means the productivity is going to go down. It means absenteeism will increase. It means job turnover will increase, all of which is going to affect the bottom line. So whomever his supervisor is doing a really crappy job. But I don't know if you want to take on the entire corporate structure. You probably do not. So going to this dude and say, if I'm not doing the job that you want me to do, could the two of us sit down quietly and I'll buy you a cup of coffee, maybe not coffee for a guy who seems to be a little hyper, but I'll bring in donuts tomorrow, and you could explain to me how I could be a better worker for you. Sometimes just being kind to a bully can completely disarm them, because what they feel is nobody likes them. Nobody is going to pay any attention to them, especially middle managers are in often an impossible position. The people above them have control over them. The people below them, they're dependent on. Middle management is a short-term path to an ulcer. So number one, figuring out context. Number two, being a little bit more aware of his internal workings. So you're not so much more sympathetic to him as taking it less personally yourself. And then taking him aside and saying, I want to be a better member of your team. I really like my job. And rather than yelling at me, which just makes me unhappy, if we could sit down even once a week and you tell me what I'm doing right and what you'd like me to improve, I would really like to do that. And at that moment, kiddo, you've shown yourself to be a grown-up, to be sort of not a girly girl who's going to cry or whine, somebody who's really part of the team, who understands without even mentioning that you understand what a difficult position he's in, and see if it doesn't work. Because you're right, it's bad management technique, and I'm sure that even though he yells, that his blood pressure's going up, he's secreting adrenaline, he's going to get himself an ulcer, and if he doesn't get himself fired, and he's creating a really toxic work environment. So take considering the context, not taking it so personally, and taking him aside and asking in a quiet way, and he may say, well, I'm too busy for that, and say, well, you tell me what would work. If we can do it in a streamlined way, maybe I can send you a bunch of email questions. But if you don't neither cry nor engage him on his anger level, it may be that he'll be less bullying. And you've given him a pattern for how to deal with not only you, but everybody else. So it's worth a try. And if nothing else, you're going to feel more in control of your own destiny, that even if it doesn't work with him, the idea that you've changed your perspective, you've changed the context, you've changed your reactions, you have more options available to you, and that makes everything more acceptable because you don't feel that you're a victim anymore, that even though it may not change his behavior, but it very well may. So take him aside, figure out context, think about him, and try it. And if you have some specific examples that you'd like me to walk through with you, I can do that. The other thing to do is when he's yelling, as we talked about earlier with the caller, you don't have to engage with that. You can just, you know, take deep cleansing breath. And if he says you're not listening to me, say, do you know, I could listen to you much more easily if you weren't yelling at me. Have your resume up to date. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.